is Sister Stacy, and welcome to our podcast. This is Broken for God's Glory Ministries, and every Sunday morning we'll meet here for New Mercy's weekly starters, as well as every Tuesday evening we'll meet here to discuss topics that the Christian can relate to, our daily struggles, and ways in which we can overcome them. Join me here every Sunday and every Tuesday. God bless you. Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. My name is Sister Stacy, and this is Broken for God's Glory Ministries. We meet here every Sunday morning for New Mercy's Weekly Starters, and every Tuesday evening for Rebuilding the Wall. I know that we're all paying attention to what is happening around us, but we have to be careful that we do not start to subconsciously glorify the devil. And what do I mean by when I say this? In Jamaica, when something bad happens, we often say, the devil's strong, eh? Boy, how the devil's strong. And what we do each time we say this is actually we big up the devil. We give him more strength than he actually has. But here's what I want to say to us, guys. Let us try our utmost not to use this time to big up the devil. Not to let him think that he's winning in this season, because we know that God has the final say. So let us, every chance we get, to big up the name of God, to glorify God, to just say thank you, Jesus, in spite of everything that is happening around us. I won't lie to you, I know that some days are definitely better than others, but let us challenge ourselves to, even on the bad days, find something that we can purposely give God glory for, that we can say thank you, Lord, for. So that's our challenge. Let us find something in each day, irrespective of how bad it is, to give God glory for. I want to say thank you guys for listening week after week. May God continue to bless you guys, and I pray that you, as well as myself, will continue to grow in Him daily. If you are listening for the first time, welcome, 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 welcome. I think I need to come up with a song for that. But anyways, so this week we are doing a kind of get to know the voice behind the podcast type of show. I know some of you may be wondering, who is this girl? So today I'll introduce myself to you guys, as well as tell you guys a little about this podcast, how it came about, what this ministry is about, and our aim and our desire. So first of all, my real name is Nareen, but I mostly go by Stacy R. Nair. I am from Jamaica, not Jamaica in America, but the one in the Caribbean, black, green, and gold all the way. I am a classroom teacher by profession, as well as I am a minister in training. I have been married for 5 years, almost six, and I am a mom to a beautiful little girl. So outside of my Christian life, I am basically a nature-loving historian, mathematician, researcher, something like that. Yeah, that's basically my life. These are things that I love. These are things that I do outside of the classroom. I am basically a homebody kind of girl. I laugh to wear jokes, and according to a personality test I did the other day, I am considered 90% an introvert. I don't think that's true, but I am generally not a social butterfly. You may have also picked this up through my post that I am pretty much a laid-back person. So let's talk about my call to Christianity. Well, for the most part, I am grateful that it was not due to some tragic experience that I gave my life over to the Lord. I won't put a date per se as it regards becoming a Christian, because I grew up in the church. I knew of Jesus Christ, I just did not know Jesus Christ. I became a part of His body through baptism in 2009. Since then, I have served within the body as a Sunday school teacher, then a Sunday school superintendent. I have also worked with the youth department. I now work with the praise and worship team, as well as I work with the choir. So I've always been just doing something, a bit more active then than now, but I've always been doing something. All right, so how did I come about starting a podcast? Due to COVID-19 and having to work from home, I was searching for an app to do voiceover for my lessons. That's when I came across a YouTube video in which a presenter was talking about the Anchor app and how it can also be used for making podcasts. So while listening to the presenter, a thought came to mind about starting a podcast. But of course, being me, I brushed it aside. And what I mean by being me, I'm like Gideon in the Bible. I have to be like, Lord, are you sure? And I have to test and I have to ask 500 times, God, are you sure this is what you want me to do? But I realized that even though I brushed it aside, that it was always just in the back of my mind. Then one night during a prayer meeting with my colleagues, it came up again. We were actually discussing how sometimes as Christians, we become selfish with the word of God. We learn it, it blesses us, but we rarely share it with others. And so I was challenged by the discussion that night, and I decided to give this thing that I've been pushing aside a try. And I want to point out here that just because the Spirit of the Lord leads you to do something, it does not mean that it's going to be easy. While I knew this was God's will, I had to fight with my own insecurities of not being qualified or experienced to do this. After all, I am not fluent in speaking English. I do not have this social butterfly kind of personality that I thought I would need in order to do something like this. But can I tell you that while God expects us to do what he calls us to do with our whole heart, he is not seeking a perfect man, but an available man. And if I should be honest, sometimes when a man knows that he can do something perfectly, he really relies on God's strength and God's input. So why a podcast and not some other medium? A thing a lot of persons don't know about me, and I don't claim it either, is that I am fighting daily by the grace of God to overcome the spirit of anxiety, which presents itself as extreme nervousness. So if you saw me on a stage singing, you wouldn't know unless you are very observant that I'm actually very nervous. I genuinely do not like standing before an audience. I get so nervous to the point that my throat goes dry, and if I can get a sound out, it sounds as if I am babbling. And sometimes my ankles start freezing on me, which is why I personally have to prepare days in advance before I do anything, and I beg God to help me. And please do not ask me how I teach, because I will tell you that even after 3 years in the classroom, I still pray before going to many of my classes. So basically what I'm saying is that a podcast allows for me to share without having to worry about all of those other things that I have to get right. And even though it takes at least 6 hours to record, edit and convert the audio to video, etc., I will still choose to do a podcast over a video. Well, right now anyway, because I don't know what the future holds. So why the name Broken for God's Glory Ministries? Some years ago, Judith Gay released this song titled Broken to be Blessed, and that song has always been in the back of my mind. But the truth is, it wasn't until further down the line that I really understood what it means to be broken and to be continually broken for God's purpose to be fulfilled in us. In Jeremiah 18, the Lord told Jeremiah to arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. After going to the potter's house, Jeremiah observed that the potter saw the vessel that he made of clay was marred. It was flawed in his hand. So he, the potter, made it, the same marred clay, again into another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the Lord said unto Jeremiah, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And this is what God desires for us as well, to mold us into his likeness by removing the flaws from our lives. So the aim of this ministry, and yes, I know that when we say ministry, people immediately think church, but this is not a church. This is a platform that is here to empower, equip, and encourage others as well as myself through the word of God, as well as to encourage others to come to Christ. The theme verse for this ministry is from Job 23 verse 10, in which Job said that he, God, knows the way I take, and when he has tried me, I will come forth as pure gold. So we're from here. I am always careful that I do not prematurely declare a thing. So for right now, I'm just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's who is in control. He is the boss around here. Not me. I am just the messenger. So before I go, I just want to say to someone that maybe like me, you feel the Lord has been tugging on your heart to do something, to step out into the deep, to launch out into the deep, but the inner man is battling and is repeatedly saying, nah, you can't do this. You don't have what it takes to do this. You are not qualified to do this. I am encouraging you today to respond to that call. God will send help along the way once you stay faithful to Him and your motives are pure. Once your motives are to bring glory to God and not to yourself, He will send help and He will bring the audience. So don't worry about the audience. God will send the person that is supposed to be a witness to your ministry. All right? So God bless you. My email address is in the description section. Feel free to email me. If I can't help you, I will try to point you in the right direction as best as is possible. Keep safe and I'll see you on Sunday morning.